Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hello, hello, beautiful Black women. I am so glad to be with you today. If you're listening to this episode on Monday, which is when I typically drop episodes, that would mean that today is August 30th, 2021. And 2 very important things are happening today. Number one, today is my birthday. Okay? Today is my birthday, and I am just so blessed to be here. I am so blessed to be able to say, you know, I've made it another year, and I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful to God. So that's number one. Happy birthday to me. I'm not typically a huge celebrator of my birthday, but today I wanted to acknowledge that because usually I just kind of like let the day go by and I don't really say anything. That's just my style. What can I tell you? So yes, I'm announcing today is my birthday, okay? Number two, today is the official day of collective rest. Today is the official day of collective rest for Black women. I declared that I was going to have this quote-unquote holiday for Black women where we can come together and rest. And we did it. Like, if you're listening to this podcast on August 30th, which is Monday, you are taking part in this day of rest. Hopefully in some way, shape, or form, right? And I wanted to make this podcast episode. I did actually have another episode lined up that I really want you to listen to. I'm going to drop it tomorrow morning. So tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm going to be speaking with a vlogger. Her name is Stephanie. You can check her out on YouTube. Her channel is O Steph Co. And we're going to be talking about Pretty Privilege. It's a conversation that we had back in July. I'm going to be putting that up tomorrow. So come back to the podcast tomorrow and listen to that episode. It's amazing. Okay. But I had to pause intentionally. Okay. And acknowledge the fact that Black women across the country right now. Okay. I don't have an official count. It could be 20 women and I would say that's amazing. It could be 100 Black women and I can say that's amazing. It could be 1,000 Black women and I can say that's amazing. Right. But somewhere around this country, there are Black women right now that are participating actively in this rest, this collective rest that we are laying claim to today. So I wanted to come here and just let you know that I'm doing that too. I am taking today very seriously. This is day 2 of the virtual retreat. And that's going to be going on from 9 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern. After that, after I'm done with that, I am fully leaning in to this experience. I'm fully leaning in
to this rest that I deserve. And I hope that you are taking time to fully lean into the rest that you deserve. I must say that again. I hope that you are fully leaning into this rest that you deserve. And sis, let me tell you, it's not because you do all the things. It's not because, and I'll say, and how you do it well, by the way, because I know you do it well. It's not because of how much value or how valuable you are to other people. It's not because you can, quote unquote, do all the things. It's not because you can carry a heavy load, even though you should never have to. It's not because you are so productive, right? And so busy for everyone else. It's not because of any of that. It's simply because you deserve to rest, simply because you exist. That's it. I'll say that again. You deserve to rest simply because you exist. And today, I really want for you to lean into that and to acknowledge your worth and to acknowledge that you deserve to prioritize yourself. So whatever rest looks like for you today, because I know that, and we talked about this at the retreat experience for day one, when we think about rest, typically we think about naps and sleep, right? And that's amazing. Our bodies require a certain level of sleep so that we can function and heal. You know, a lot of stuff happens while you sleep. So your sleep is very important, okay? But I'm taking it a step further because rest is not necessarily, quote unquote, just, okay, about sleep and getting shut eye. That's a huge part of it, of course. But when I say rest, I mean a full experience based on what you need. And this is where that check-in is going to come in. That check-in with yourself or checking in with yourself is going to really come into effect on this day of rest. Because rest for me right now and what I need may not be the type of rest that you need. Keep in mind, you are not only a physical being, but you're a spiritual being as well. Right? So not only does your physical body need rest, but our souls, we need total rest. Our minds need a break. Our spirits need rest. You know, sometimes our souls, we get weary. And sometimes that kind of rest isn't necessarily resolved by solely sleeping. But rest assured, getting a good nap in or getting some good sleep, that there's like no comparison to that. Please believe me when I tell you. But what I would like for you to do today is check in with yourself. If you're not taking part in the virtual retreat, so you won't be joining us for day two, you can still honor your rest. So sis, I want you to check in with yourself and ask, what do I need today? What does my spirit need today? What does my mind need today? How am I feeling? How do I want to feel today? Right? We just need to do a better job of checking in with ourselves, because we forget that it matters. What we need matters. What we need, what you need in this moment matters. So do you need a nap, right? Do you need to go outside and get some sun? Do you need to go get a massage? Do you need to go take a walk? Do you need to do some coloring? How about some journaling? Like, what things are going to help your mind to rest? What things are going to help put your mind at ease so you can, you know, take your mind from like this place of like stress and worry and panic and be able to release that today? Even the smallest amount will help. Even the smallest amount. So that looks like being intentional in your activity, right? Getting intentional so that you, and that basically means you're allowing yourself to focus on the activity that you are doing in the moment, right? So if you're going to go for that walk, you completely feel and experience that walk, right? Actually, it's funny because Dani Faust is a speaker. She was a speaker at day one of the virtual experience, and she was talking about same thing, like when you take your shower, washing your body, paying attention to the bubbles on your body, admiring how the water like runs down your body, or looking at just all your body parts as you scrub up and you're gently doing so, and you're paying attention to how you're rubbing yourself with a towel.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show, and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau sees your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change.
The loofah and things like that. Like just being very intentional. Those kind of things are what are going to allow you to really connect with yourself. And those are the kind of things that are going to allow you to give your mind some rest. So my big ask for you today, and I didn't say ask, I said ask, A-S-K. My big ask for you today, I had to emphasize that K, is to do things not because it looks good for social media, or not because that's what everybody else is doing for rest. I want you to do things today because you want to do them, because you consider it to be rest, because your body considers it to be rest, because your spirit considers it to be rest. Okay? And that's going to look different for everybody. This is not a race. This is not a competition. Okay? The point of this day is for us to do it together, because we are taking a stand against capitalism and racism and all these crazy, harmful, toxic narratives that tell us Black women, this is what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, when you're supposed to do it, and what it's supposed to look like. And if you don't do that, you know, you're a problem. You're a challenge. That's what we're pushing against. That is what we're resisting. When you rest, you resist. When you rest, you honor the people that came before you that could not rest. So you're not just doing it for you. When you rest, it allows you to show up different. The mood hits different when you rest. The mood hits different when your mind has had a chance to rest. The mood, the vibe hits different when your spirit is not weary. And no, I'm not saying that one day of rest is going to solve all the challenges that you're probably facing right at this moment. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that, sis, you deserve to honor that rest. It is your birthright. It will not be taken away from you. You will lay claim to that God-given rest, right? It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. So today, just know that I too am taking this rest, and I am really going to do everything I can to recognize just how important it is to do. I don't take it lightly. I don't take resting lightly. Right? So I just wanted to talk about that. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. But before I do, since I do want you to be, after you listen to this, in kind of like a centered place, ready to go ahead and get that rest, whatever that looks like for you, let's just take 3 cleansing breaths, okay? And then we're going to end this podcast episode, all right? I want you to inhale through the nose, hold it, and then you're going to exhale through your mouth, all right? Let's go ahead. Inhale for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. And exhale for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Make sure you drop your shoulders. Inhale for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hold it. And exhale for 7. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Unfurl your brow and inhale for 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it and release for 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Hopefully that helped to loosen you up just a bit. I am going to go ahead and let you get to your day of rest. If you are so inclined, I would love to see what you're doing today. So if you can, please take a picture, and not today necessarily, but maybe sometime this week, maybe on Tuesday or sometime this week, you can pop that picture up on social and tag me in it so that I can see that you are taking your rest, okay, or how you took your rest, all right, so that I can celebrate you. And I can cheer you on. Or you can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com and just let me see how you honored your rest today. All right? All right. So that's it for this episode. Again, tomorrow I'm going to drop the episode with Stephanie of Oh Steph Co. on YouTube. Again, she's a vlogger, and we're going to be talking about pretty privilege. You do not want to miss this episode, all right? So I will see you tomorrow with the bonus episode right here on the podcast. Have an amazing day.